As the power and potential of artificial intelligence accelerates, China and the United States are competing for global advantage. But in a way, they're running two different races. China, an authoritarian state, is likely to develop AI applications that increase the Communist Party's control over society, said former Defense Department official Thomas G. Mankin at a congressional hearing last month. In the liberal democracy of the U.S., he added, American companies seek to develop AI to empower individuals to maximize their effectiveness. Our story today looks at how President Donald Trump seeks to leverage such innovation. It's Thursday, July 24th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Krista Case Bryant. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. The International Court of Justice called climate change an existential threat. The non-binding opinion is likely to influence climate action worldwide. The deliberation of the 15 judges of the ICJ in The Hague will carry weight, legal experts say, and future climate cases will be unable to ignore it. The United Nations General Assembly asked the judges to consider what countries' obligations are under international law to protect the climate from greenhouse gas emissions. Transgender athletes were barred from women's Olympic sports. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee is citing a February executive order by President Donald Trump as the basis of the ban, which seeks to cut funding for organizations that allow transgender athletes to compete in women's sports. The committee oversees some 50 national governing bodies for all levels of various sports, such as swimming and track and field. Those are expected to comply with the directive. Also, tensions flared between Thailand and Cambodia. Thailand said it is closing some border crossings, withdrawing its ambassador, and expelling Cambodia's after five Thai soldiers were wounded during border patrol. Thailand's acting prime minister said the foreign ministry would make an official protest to Cambodia and consider further measures. Wednesday's incident comes days after three other Thai soldiers were wounded in a different area along the border. Thai authorities say that the mines were laid along paths by mutual agreement. Now, today's Monitor stories. Again, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. The competition to win the AI race has shifted government policy from build the guardrails to let free market innovation reign. President Trump's new AI policy, which includes promoting private investment, reflects growing bipartisan concern that China is rapidly eroding America's lead in artificial intelligence. China received 7 in 10 of the world's AI patents in 2023. It has also dramatically narrowed the performance gap of its AI models, turning a double-digit percentage deficit in 2023 on some major benchmarks to near parity with U.S. models in 2024, according to a Stanford report. Experts say America's innovation could help it secure an edge. Laurent Belsey reports for The Monitor. At a Christian Science Monitor breakfast in Washington on Wednesday, Democratic Representative Suzanne DelBene was bullish on her party's ability to regain control of the House of Representatives next year. The chair of her party's Congressional Campaign Committee, she said Democrats would respond to redistricting efforts by Republicans in states like Texas, with their own plans to build in electoral advantages in states where her party holds legislative majorities. Cameron Joseph and Story Hinckley report from Washington for The Monitor. Texas Republicans are meeting this week in a special session to redraw the state's congressional map, a move that could give them more seats in the U.S. House of Representatives in midterm elections next year. Similar efforts are underway in other states. Republicans in Ohio are redrawing their state's congressional map. Democrats in California talk of overturning their state's nonpartisan redistricting plan. The state-by-state fight could play a pivotal role in determining which party controls the House during the final 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency. Cameron Joseph reports from Washington for The Monitor. As the Trump administration tries to end temporary protected status for immigrants, volunteers in Springfield, Ohio, are rallying around the city's Haitian immigrants. Across the United States, similar efforts aimed at protecting immigrants are taking shape. It's important that we view this not as opposing Trump, but as standing with the vulnerable in a bold way, says Carl Ruby, a member of Springfield G92, a coalition of churches, clergy, faith-based organizations, and community advocates. Jackie Valley reports from Springfield, Ohio, for The Monitor. The story of Vanilla is anything but plain, thanks to Edmond Albius, an unsung black botanical genius on the French island of Réunion in the 19th century, vanilla literally flowered. And thanks to Gaël Vellum, a novelist from Réunion long listed for the 2025 International Booker Prize, Albius's story has found its champion. The Rarest Fruit, first published in French in 2023, has received a sprightly English translation. The book is that rare find, a history-infused novel that spills its tale with eagerness, wry commentary, and frank truths of a close friend. Aaron Douglas writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on A Youthful Force for Peace. In an award-winning essay previously published in this newspaper, teenager Maxwell Hyman called out the troubling and consistent unwillingness to listen to youth. Today, nearly 3 years later, there's evidence that young voices are being heard, especially when it comes to pursuing peace and peaceful change. This month, youth leaders from 15 countries kicked off a year-long Youth Peace Mediators program in South Africa, while the Sydney-based Institute for Economics and Peace graduated another annual group of mostly young adult peace ambassadors. May saw 90 young Nigerians trained to serve as community peace champions in the resource-rich, conflict-ridden Niger Delta. And in April, a United Nations program, Generation Paz, celebrated another year of peace-building projects by young leaders in Latin America and the Caribbean. The second most pressing global concern for young people is armed conflict. Climate change is first, according to a World Economic Forum survey across more than 140 countries. Wars of various types are at a historic high, with youth being both foot soldiers and targets. That's why it's essential that they become co-owners of reconciliation and resolution efforts, according to Graham Simpson, head of Interpeace, which supports a peace mediator program. As he told the Columbia Journal of Transnational Law, the durability and legitimacy of peace processes demand youth buy-in. But young people are barely represented in national legislatures or formal social structures. Globally, only 2.8% of parliamentarians are under 30 years old, the World Economic Forum reports, and less than a third of countries consult young people when preparing national growth plans. Youth activists are increasingly clear that peace is not something they are willing to passively wait for. They want agency, action, and inclusion. More than just the absence of conflict, peace is the presence of justice and opportunities, says Wem Nelly Lucy Mbo, an Institute for Economics and Peace ambassador from Cameroon. I want to be part of the solution, not just a witness. Even in Kenya, where young adults have led recent street protests that have often ended violently, there is a parallel yearning for peace. But it's for a peace that's built on participation that recognizes and respects what youth can contribute. We are tired of dying and losing our loved ones. We are ready to sit down and share our ideas, the Standard newspaper reported, a Kenyan student leader saying this week. We have the skills, the knowledge, and the capacity to contribute positively to nation building, said the aptly named young man, Peace Love Issa. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we can always count on God, divine truth itself, for the clarity and calm that bring progress. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Tim Malone and Tanya Raghu.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.